Blog Talk Radio.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Shit. Hey, everybody. It's Vince of the Bay. Getting a late start here. My guest just showed up, and I'm going to get on the mic, and he's going to get on the mic in a second, but we got to get situated here in the studio, and we'll take calls in a second. It's Free Ball Friday, and big ups, shouts to Angel and Goofy Bone coming out early on in the chat room. Yeah, it's Vince of the Bay. I'll be right back with the Slacker Prophet. Stick around.
Mother made the violent thing in the city that heart started.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. I'm here today with my guest for the evening. He's in studio with me. It's the Slacker Prophet, a.k.a. Tate Avon. Welcome to the show, Tate Avon. Get closer to your mic there. Or you can just hold it if you want. Hold up your mic. Yeah, that's good. Can you folks hear him okay? Big ups to the shouts, the chat room, Agitator, Angel, Goofy Bone, Melinda, and several guest listeners. I thank you for joining me. And the Slacker Prophet will be taking your calls all night tonight. Slacker Prophet is a 6'7" freestyle rapping, high key, Reiki healing, couch surfing Jew who is notorious for dancing like a madman at music festivals across the country all year round. He's known as the Slacker Prophet and also the coolest hipster ever on YouTube. And he's currently in San Francisco and hanging out with me here on the air. So, Tate Avon, what was the last music festival you've been to? Festival you've been to?
Well, I think that was 2009.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I still go to those things, but not nearly as much. Earth Dance, down Topanga, was amazing. Actually, I prefer that much more to Coachella. It was much chiller. The crowd was much nicer. It was just better vibes. I've definitely noticed over the years at Coachella, it just seems to be more and more inharmonious. I just don't really like the vibe. It's very aggressive. It's very... like Red Bull, yayo, lots of vodka vibe, and it's like that vibe there is getting stronger and stronger, and I much more prefer the vibe down the Topanga.
What about, did you mention Coachella?
Yeah, that was, I went there in 07, and I had a good time, and I went in 09 as well. So there's definitely been a shift, and I, relative to the other festivals, it's not as friendly, it's not as calm, which is
Coachella. Right on.
I showed up and I'm just on the fringe and feel the vibe. My friends came in and I was like, I'll just go back. So I just kind of went to the front and I was like, I'm not feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a free ticket offered, but I just still didn't want to go.
What about Bonnaroo? Are you thinking about going to Bonnaroo this year? It's the 10th year anniversary.
If it works out. I'm really just kind of deepening my meditation practice. Even though I may have had a sign once that used the word Reiki, my initial background was Tai Chi Qigong. Spent time with Tai Chi Qigong master from China. And then now it's just been different yogis that have really mastered the control of their breath and their mind. And it's just incredible stillness and peace in their presence. That's where healing happens, when you can get the mind to calm down.
Go ahead, keep talking. I'm trying to check something there.
So, basically, I find that control your mind
healer, all you're really doing is helping somebody else. And what a lot of people don't realize is how powerful the mind really is. People say mind
over matter. But what I would actually say is that matter is made of mind. Your thoughts have an ability to instantaneously affect matter. We just don't normally think about it in that way. And some people have gotten their thoughts to such a concentrated state that they are able to really assist other people who have sickness or pain or things like that. I spent some time in Brazil with a guy, they call him John of God, and he does surgery on people with no anesthetic. People come from all over the world. Generally, the people that go to see this man, they've been told by their doctor that they'll be dead in 2 weeks, 2 months, or they'll never walk again. And a lot of people end up getting healed, and I went there and I saw it firsthand. Now a lot of people will say, oh, it's a scam or it's fake, and, you know, you just go there and you know that it's not. I was there for 5 weeks, and it's just amazing. It's people from all over the world, and you realize there's just a lot of things out there, you know, and you have to check them out yourself. Don't believe or disbelieve. Go find out. But if you're just going to live your life and have this idea that, oh, none of it's real, but never go to find out for yourself, or you go to see one person and they're fake, just because somebody's faking it doesn't mean somebody else isn't legitimate. And I've always found that's a way that people have a tendency to close themselves off. They just, you know, have one bad experience and then they write it all off as being that one bad experience.
Right on, brother. Amen. Well, we're having a little problem with one of the studio mics here, so we're going to take a little break. I want to see if I can't correct the situation. If you want to join us, we can take calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. And we're going to take a little brickety break and be right back. We'll be right back.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay, back here with Tay Davon, a.k.a. the coolest hipster ever and slacker prophet. Now, you have a long-standing blog, if I'm not mistaken. It's slackerprophet at blogspot.com. Are you still maintaining that, or have you since moved on to something new that I don't know of?
I've definitely been a bit negligent of it as of late. I've definitely just been doing sort of just more journal writing for myself. I feel like I'll start writing on it sometime again soon, but in the moment I just haven't really felt compelled to want to do that just yet. I've definitely been more inward in my journey as of late, and just working on myself, because if you don't take care of your own subconscious and clear those things out, your ability to be effective for others is greatly limited.
Yeah, but I used to really like, I think I'm over-modulating here. There we go. Hello, 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 Vince in the Bay with Tay Davon. Your blog. I used to follow your blog just so I would know where you were in the world. So, but I guess now that we have Facebook and Twitter, it's easier to keep track of that. But a little unknown fact, you actually launched a campaign for president in 2008, and I remember I was a very vocal supporter of yours for a while. And I'm wondering if the next election cycle is starting to get into swing. Are you thinking about running again this time?
Well, there's always a possibility that I'd run again, but I think the key component, if I was to run again, is that I would put out even less effort than last time. I would mainly campaign in Hawaii, and maybe I'd get more money. Sometimes you put less effort in, you somehow end up getting more money. It's the irony of life for those things. Basically, what I want to do as far as running for president is just really bring about the absurdity of the idea of running for president. If you're not a really well-connected, wealthy person with a lot of really wealthy friends that want to give you a bunch of money so you can owe them favors, it's really difficult to make a run for the White House. And I want to point that out. And I also want to bring up the issues that if you want to win an election, you can't run on. So I want to run on prison reform, ending the war on drugs, and taking that money and giving out college scholarships, basic things like that. But you'll never win an election if you lowering the voting age, talk about why so many kids need to be put on Ritalin and Adderall, really addressing these issues, addressing, the food, the unhealthy food that we allow to be in the school, and those sort of things that. Really, nobody's going to so much disagree with that. I mean, they might because they're getting paid enough by a certain lobbyist, but it doesn't look good. These issues aren't necessarily Republican or Democratic. I really just want to run on the things that we can actually make a difference with. I don't want to win. I wouldn't know what to do if I was president. But I would like to take the platform to bring about getting people to speak up and getting people involved that never cared before and trying to make sense of it all. So the idea of running for president would be just informing people about, how all this stuff goes down. I think at the end of the day, most people know that a lot of these people are crooked and they're stealing our money and they're doing bad things, but nobody really understands exactly how it's done. And it's one thing, to just give an analogy, it's one thing if you think the person you're dating is cheating on you. It's another thing if you have videotapes showing you that that's what's actually happening.
Yeah, right on. So I take that as a yes, you are running again. And also, so that means hopefully that you're going to bring back your same concept of the infinite cabinet,
which was a big selling point for me. The fact that I knew I didn't have to, all I had to do to quote unquote support a candidate was just say that I quote unquote supported him. I didn't even have to even give him any money, and I was guaranteed a job in his cabinet. That's what I liked. I could have named myself the Minister of Masturbation, and that would have flown in your, and I would have got a paycheck from you. I would have loved it. So I'm hoping that's going to, for the next campaign, the idea of the infinite cabinet is going to stick around. And if it is, could you elaborate on it and how it works exactly?
Well, first off, in regards to a paycheck, if you mean free food that's given to me that I pass on to you, yes, that would be a paycheck. But outside of that, I don't really see too much dinero coming in the direction of anyone who's part of the infinite cabinet. But the idea of the infinite cabinet is there's just a lot of things that I don't know. And really, I look at it as a team effort and bringing forth people that are knowledgeable on different subject matters. Perhaps you're very into permaculture or, different ways of educating people, different styles, things like that. So it's just a way for everyone to be involved in the process and, for me to get feedback from people. So that's the basic gist of the Infinite Cabinet. And in once again, Vince, there is a position for you, whatever you might want it to be. Some positions might be more in line with what we're focusing on, so they might get more attention, while other Infinite Cabinet members might get a little more neglected. But, they're welcome to say what they want to say. It's a free country, so let's try to keep it that way.
Amen, brother. It's Vincent DeBay kicking it here freestyle with the Slacker Prophet. Speaking of freestyle, I will hopefully get him to freestyle later on in the program. If you want to call in and ask him anything, he will kick it to you freestyle off the top of the dome. But you have to call in. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'm going to take a break, and we're going to listen to a tune here from Karen Page. If you missed the show last night, Karen Page hung out with me for the entire program last night. And she is as talented and sparkly and sexy and bubbly in person as she is on record. And here she is with 1-2 on Vince in the Bay.
Magic work can make the people stop. It's a good
Prince of the Bay. Sorry, working on this microphone situation here, and I'm going to be back with my guest, Tay-Tay Von, the AKA the Slacker Prophet. He's joining me live tonight. We encourage you to join us, especially ladies. I know, Angel, you complained that I haven't had any good-looking guys on my show. Well, this guy is a good-looking dude. He's a handsome man, let me tell you. You can't go wrong here, Angel. You should call in, say hi to the Slacker Prophet. He does healings. Can you do healings on the air? Really? Okay, sweet. He can actually do healings on the radio, too. That's awesome. So if you want to call in and get healed, ladies, please do so. 347-826-7667. I'm going to do a quick tribute to Harris Faulkner and then be back with Slacker Prophet. Stick around.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bay.
Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts, so they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus, crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
Did I miss that?
I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over old glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just 2 stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. Vince in the Bay. Back here with the Slacker Prophet. We're hanging out on the air. You know what? There's something funky going on with the switchboard. For some reason, well, other than the fact that I can't get Slacker Prophet's guest mic to work, but for some reason I can't raise my hand. So there is somebody on the line, a 111. Their hand is not raised, but I'm thinking that's because they can't raise their hand. So 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111?
Vince?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Keisha. Hey, I didn't even
Keisha.
Realize that I was just listening to the show. I never, actually pressed in yet, but it's cool.
My bad.
What's up?
You know what? Okay, that was my fault.
No, it's cool. I was going to call in anyways.
No, it's cool. Well, you're unmuted now. You don't have to talk. It's not a big deal. It's just that I called in myself on my other Skype line, and I couldn't press one. Like, I pressed one a bunch of times, and it didn't do anything. So I was like...
Gotcha. Yeah, it's cool. Slacker Prophet.
You
seem to be quite a legend. I mean, from what I've been, been told here and been hearing about you. Couch surfing for 10 years. I'm really interested to know a little more about that. Like, I'm sure you've met some really amazing people through the years, huh?
I mean, you definitely meet a lot of people. I mean, it's difficult to say exactly how many couches I've surfed, but I would say roughly around 700 couches. And sometimes they were in like a co-op, and sometimes it was in, just somebody I'd met at a bar, or somebody I met in a park, or somebody I'd met when I went to go see a saint, or somebody I met at a music festival, or they had a bus outside their house that I lived in. I've lived in some really posh places, and I've lived in some not even close to posh. But really, at the end of the day, when it's time to go to sleep, I go to sleep. And for me, it's just, what I really like is places where people have a meditative bent. They enjoy meditating or chanting, where there's just a lot of peace, a lot of stillness. When I was younger, though, I definitely just kind of was fascinated by places that were chaotic and crazy. So I definitely, put myself into some strange situations.
I moved out on my own when I was 15, and I had this 3-bedroom house that my family had owned, and I just rented it from them. And so I used to have a lot of random people come through. I got really involved in the local music scene, and there was this venue that we had, and whenever different bands and acts would come through, and they didn't have places to stay, they'd come stay at my house.
And
it was a lot of fun, for a 15-year-old girl, of course. I mean, it was just, the most exciting thing in the world. But, you definitely, meet the most amazing, just random, awesome people, and I've always loved that. So
are you on
hearing
couchsurfing.com?
Your story is really cool. No, I've never. I mean, now I live with my grandparents at the moment, so. I've heard of the website, but I don't really know anything about it. But, hearing your story is just really, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, people offer up their couches, floors, backyards, yurts, tents, whatever they got. And then they have references so you can look and see what other people have said about them. I used to use the site quite actively. Now, honestly, it's more just my friends and friends of friends and people that I just meet in the moment. And I just vibe it and go, yeah, this feels right. And I've been doing it so long, there's definitely a lot of people that are hey, wait, I know you. And you can stay at my place. So it's definitely gotten easier over the years. In the beginning, it wasn't always as smooth, but I've definitely gotten it down now I'm also obviously seeking different types of couches now than I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
More meditating more and more is my priority. So I really like that.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I did a little bit of traveling, and I used to do the whole, you know, where I'd, like, meet people on the internet and just, you know, so I wouldn't have to get hotels and stuff, but it was, like, you know, never to the extent of what you've done, so it's really, it's an awesome story. You know, a lot of people don't get to really, you know, go out in the world and travel and meet people and, you know, just because of, like, financial, you know, problems, stuff like that, but a lot of people don't realize that it's really easy, you know, like to, you know, go into a city, pick up a job for a few days, stay on somebody's couch, you know, move to another city, you know what I mean? So, it's just, it's a great story, and you seem like a really cool person, definitely. If you're ever in Arizona, you're more than welcome to sleep on my couch.
Well, I'd recommend for you, there is this one amazing female yogini from India, and she's actually in the Arizona area. I don't know if she's there right. No, she'll be there soon. She'll be there like in early May. Her name is Amma Karunamayi. She graduated college, and then she locked herself away in the family's room for a month. Apparently, like, didn't eat, didn't drink anything, like, just locked herself away meditating. And then she came out, and she was transformed. I mean, she was already a unique young woman, but she had really transformed. And then she took off for the forest, and she stayed there for a decade. And there were reports of her just sitting sometimes days or weeks without, you know, coming out of meditation, and people would put things in front of her because they thought she was a statue. She didn't move. She sometimes wouldn't show any signs of breathing. And I've gotten a chance to see her in a few cities, and
You'll have to get my Skype information from Vince, and we'll talk some more because you seem very interesting. But I don't really know anything about meditation, to be honest. You know, I don't really know anything about that.
I bet you know more than you realize. Here's what I think meditation is. Real simple. Meditation, in its simplest terms, is every time your mind just stops, even if it's just for a few seconds, right? That's meditation.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we've all had those moments. And really what I try to do is I try to create that gap longer, or to have more of those moments where I'm able to ideally stop my thoughts entirely, but at the very least slow them down. So in a sense, nobody really can meditate. You can concentrate, and you can concentrate so intensely that it becomes effortless, and then it becomes meditation.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I had one friend that, like, he did a similar thing where he went out into, like, the mountains or something for, like, 6 months. I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, as long as her, but I mean, and just meditating. But when he came back, like, so he definitely, you know, was, like, a changed man and everything, and it was really interesting. But, I mean, that's really, like, the extent of, you know, my experience with, you know, people that, you know, do that or, you know. So, but, I mean, I definitely understand what you mean by you know, I have my, like, I feel like, you know, my forms of meditation, you know what I mean? Like every now and then if I get really stressed out, I'll just, like, go for a drive, you know, and smoke a pack of cigarettes. And that's, like, in my head, you know, that's, like, my form of meditating.
The ideal for meditation is that, you know, whatever it is you're not dependent on anything else. You understand? It's like, you have all the tools with you. It's just like your breath. It's your ability to make certain sounds.
Yeah.
For instance, I give you a sound that I like to make to, if my mind's getting busy, I'll just go.
To, like, really get into that, you know, type of meditation. Like I said, my forms of meditation are probably nothing what, you know, people would consider meditation at all. But, you know, I mean, that's what relaxes me, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't really know a lot about it, so... But
like
definitely
said,
very interesting.
Like I said, it's nothing to, it's not like knowing quantum physics. It's so simple that people make it complicated. It's just your ability to find who you are beyond all the thoughts. Who am I? You know, the universal question. Who am I? And then to look within yourself. And, you know, anything you could say, well, I am this, I am that. No, you're none of those things in the greater truth, in the absolute truth.
Yeah. Whenever I think about who I am, I think they're just overstressing me.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I get stressed out if I start thinking about who I am.
You know, I think it probably causes a lot of people anxiety. I know my parents avoid that question at all costs. But for me, I've always had that yearning. And at certain moments in my life, it certainly wasn't as strong as it is now. But I just realized that I want to be completely free, and it's a process. For me, freedom isn't just, you know, being able to go somewhere or not go somewhere. Freedom is truly a state of mind, and I'm constantly working on fine-tuning my state of mind so that I experience just a greater sense of freedom, a greater sense of peace, so that I can help more people. You know, if I'm anxious or I'm wound up, then my ability to help other people be calm is greatly, greatly hindered.
I hear you. That's, I mean, definitely, I have a lot of respect for that, for sure. So, that's way cool.
Thank you.
So, let's see, what else? So you freestyle rap as well, huh?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of that.
Definitely very interesting.
I used to do a lot of it. Honestly, I haven't done nearly as much. That was mainly how I made my money, was freestyle rapping for money on the streets. And a sign that said, 6 foot 7 inch Jew will freestyle rap for you. And people would laugh at me or make fun of me. And like, come on, let me hear you rap, Jew.
That's amazing.
And I'd be like, okay. And, you know, people were surprised I was, you know, pretty good. And it kind of had more of an element of like a poetry slam. You know, it wasn't like I carried around a beatbox thing with me. But for a while, that was what I really did. And I really loved it for a while. And then I just kind of got to a point where I really just didn't want to rap anymore. Plus, people were usually asking me to rap about things I wasn't interested in. Occasionally, people would definitely ask me things that were I was really passionate about, or they just told me to rap whatever I wanted to rap about. But ideally, when I rapped, I wanted to speak from my heart and wanted to make them think and make them laugh. And that was usually my intent, and obviously make a few bucks in the process. So that was what I did for years. It's kind of like another lifetime now.
A British guy that I think did something kind of like, it was like similar. I think it was like in the early 80s, something Clark. I can't remember his name right now. Maybe John something. Yeah, John Cooper Clark. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I honestly, I didn't. I just kind of had the idea one day. I was like, what if I made a sign and I offered a rap for money? And sometime around...
Well, I think he made like a few records and stuff, but it was more like I mean, his stuff was really silly for what I've heard of it has been really silly.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of like a little bit of poetry, you know, in a rap. It's really, it's interesting. It's definitely really interesting. And when you have that YouTube channel, the coolest tipster ever. But when I see you, I mean, I don't know you, but when I see you, when I think of a hipster, let's put it that way, I think of like a mod, I guess you could say. And so then that makes me wonder, like, so what type of music do you enjoy? If you, I don't know, when I think of hipsters, I think of, you know, hipsters, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've honestly never viewed myself as a hipster. I just rode the L train in Brooklyn too many damn times. And it was kind of this idea of creating this character based upon, you know, being really pretentious and taking myself really seriously. I listen to a pretty wide range of music, very wide range. When it comes to dancing, I'm a sucker for pop. Michael Jackson, George Michael, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
All that 80s pop stuff. I love dancing to it. When it comes to music, I listen to a lot of yogis and saints chanting, honestly, constantly. I'm like, okay, put on this guru. Okay, put on that guru. And I just listen to him. And it just puts me in such a serene state. I find that people get addicted to certain emotions or states. And for me, more and more, I just want to be in a really peaceful state. And there was definitely a time where I used to listen to music that was more, you know, that idea of like getting amped up. But I just didn't, I just don't want that feeling anymore. It's not appealing to me. And it was, I remember a couple of years ago, I realized that I would say that I really love that band. But the reality was I didn't really listen to it anymore because I'd entered into a different space. So as we evolve as people, as we fine tune what really resonates with us, what feels good in our heart and good in our mind, you know, our tastes change. Though in our mind, we remember when we used to love whatever that was. But definitely some of the new stuff that there's a lot of music that I love and I never bothered to learn who sings it. Honestly, I don't know. So
I do that all the time as well. Yeah. Like I'll hear something and I just absolutely love it and I have no clue who it is.
Yeah.
But I do the same thing with, like, you know, my music taste changes constantly. And I mean, one thing that'll never change, I'm a huge Morrissey and Smiths fan. That'll never change. Like, Morrissey is my love. But besides that, it's really just, you know, I go through so many different stages. Right now, I've been really into the new Katy Perry album, actually. And it's like been on repeat in my car, which is funny because I don't listen to, like, you know, a lot of stuff like that, but
yeah.
I absolutely love her album, so that kind of shows, I guess.
Hey, why don't we listen to some Katy Perry while we're at it, shall we? Let's take a little break.
We should.
The One Angry Jew is going to be up next to grill the 6'7" freestyle rapping Jew, so it'll be a Jew on Jew hate coming up in just a second, kids. You wake the kids, call your neighbors, put your shoes and socks on. This is gonna be this is gonna get good here. 347-826-7667 is the number. And how about a little Katy Perry?
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really green.
Okay.
Break your necks. Trying to creep a little sneak.
up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, west coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bone. The girls afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everyday, homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queen. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with my guest, the Slacker Prophet. Also, Kishu is here with me. Kishu, are you still there? Kishu?
Sorry, I was muted there.
No worries. I was actually just making sure that anybody could hear me. Because now we bring on the Jew. One Angry Jew, welcome to the show. You're on with my guest tonight, the Slacker Prophet. He's a 6'7" freestyle Reiki healing couch surfing Jew.
I got a problem with the Reiki stuff.
Oh, really?
I think that's crap.
All right. Would you like to elaborate on why you
All
think
right,
it's
look,
crap?
I just had a 2-hour deep tissue massage with a nice happy ending. Can you Reiki a happy ending? I don't think so.
I don't know. Can you, Slacker Prophet? I mean, I think they're two very different genres.
Why are they two different genres? Wait a second. If a Reiki is a massage, and
I don't use the term Reiki. Vince uses that term. I use the term Qigong or you know, whatever other term.
What the hell does that mean? Term.
Well, Qigong or Qigong, Chinese way of basically saying energy cultivation. I had a really bad knee injury in college. I used to row. I basically spent 2 years limping on and off again, a lot of pain. And I met this married couple that did Tai Chi Chi Gong. They didn't even touch my knee. And my knee started to shake and twitch. Basically, there's an electromagnetic current, I guess, that's around the body. And when you're able to slow your brain waves down to a certain rhythm or whatever it is, these things happen. I don't really understand why it works. I just had the experience. And in the experience, I said, wow, this is amazing. And I got really into it after my experience.
So you're not doing Reiki. You're doing psycho something or other where you're throwing energy across the room, right?
If that's what you want to call it, sure.
All right. So can you produce a happy ending from that? Hold on a second. If you can shake a knee, you got to be able to shake a penis.
Hey, Jew, pre-cum counts, all right? I know you're not going to argue with me on that one.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When you get that little translucent jizz that comes out of your penile opening as you're getting moist. Men get moist too. Come on, Jew, don't act like you don't know this.
Listen, I was covered in oil last night. I was pretty moist.
Oh, that's enough. I don't want to hear that. Please, come on. Let's get back to the subject matter.
I was moist
everywhere. Okay? No, please. Let's get back to the
I hope Goofy Bones.
Qigong. Reiki freestyle rapping.
Wait a minute.
You
just used the word Reiki.
You know what I find amazing, Jew, is I've found so many Jews that have talents that you do not possess.
Give me an example of one of them.
Well, freestyle rapping, for example.
That's not
Can
a
you
talent.
Freestyle rap? Can you
Why would
freestyle
I want
rap?
To? Why would I want to do that?
The same reason why Sandy Koufax would want to pitch for the Dodgers.
All right, you're going completely off the reservation if you start going into sports analogies. You better cut that out.
Yeah.
You will get nowhere with me fast.
That could be a sports analogy in and of itself.
All right, but back to the shaking penises. Of course, yes.
No, you're not going to get a happy ending with his.
Why not?
No, it's not designed that way. Okay.
If it's energy, why can't you use it in that way? Don't we call that the chakra or something?
You'll get a happy soul ending. Quiet your mind for a few moments.
A happy soul. Listen, I'm a trans.
The idea is to go beyond just the happy ending. At the end of the day, you get the happy ending. What happens? You want another happy ending. The idea eventually.
It's happy beginning. I explained that to the massage therapist before we started. I like a happy beginning. I like a happy middle, and I like a happy ending. She said three times. I said absolutely.
Well, the general idea.
I said if I could do 10 times and still have time for a massage, I'd do that. But there's really no time for it. I did a 2-hour massage. So happy beginning, happy middle, happy ending. That's good.
Well, as long as you're happy.
I was certainly happy at the time. Let me tell you something. If she'd taken her hands and stuck them 5 inches above me and said, I am now going to give you a happy ending, I would have been one unhappy camper, a very well-oiled unhappy camper, I might add.
You know, sometimes there's something to be said for suffering and making great art or great music or just getting beyond the suffering.
No. I've had enough suffering. I don't need to suffer anymore. I'm done with suffering. I like that whole instant gratification, a little bit of fun, ejaculations, good stuff. In fact, I like the fact that you can ejaculate several times.
There's an old saying my buddy said, there's nothing Americans hate more than instant gratification.
Yes. Now, let me explain something that Vincent just said, where he's talking about some kind of talent. My talent, as if you've not surmised it already, is in my voice, my mind, my tongue. I can make my mouth do amazing things. And I know Goofy's probably sitting there salivating and go, oh, Jew can do amazing things with his mouth. Yeah. But the point is, it's my wit. That's my talent. My talent.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
My talent is ignoring that bullshit, but speaking into this microphone and making gold.
Very well, then. It's Vincent the Bay. I'm here with the One Angry Jew and the 6'7" freestyle rapping Jew.
Right, glad we dropped the rake.
Yeah, I couldn't even say it to begin with.
All right, that's good, because it was really yanking on my nerves.
Yeah, imagine that. I want to take a moment here to give a shout-out to the goddesses in the chat room. I'm talking about you, Angel, and Kishu. The two lovely ladies and joining me in the chat. I really appreciate the love. Also, Agitator, Goofy Bone, and the Great Satan. All hail the Great Satan. I'm Vincent the Bay. We're going to open up the lines, folks. So don't be bashful. Don't be shy. The Slacker Prophet is here to heal you on the air, if you like. Or he can freestyle rap for you. It doesn't matter. Sky's the limit here, kids. 347-826-7667. Vincent the Bay. And I shall return. Here's some more of that Karen Page, who was here last night. This is Big Top.
Today is the day, the greatest show on earth is about to begin.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay, back with Teddy Vaughn, a.k.a. the Slacker Prophet. I also have on the line with me the One Angry Jew and Kishu. That kind of rhymes, actually. Anyway, taking calls, 347-826-7667, the number. And I haven't heard of freestyle rap yet. Do you mind busting a flow here?
I'd like the listeners to give me some subject matter that they feel passionate about, and I'll try to incorporate it into
happy endings.
I kind of guessed that one before you told me. Okay, so we've got happy endings. We got some other. I want a little variety here, not just in that genre, but yes. Okay, we have that. What else?
I gave this girl, I ate this girl's vagina once when I got a happy ending. That was
other,
nice.
Other genres, there are other things other than
look, that was nice. That put a smile on my face. Look, can you hear me when I'm talking? It put a smile on my face.
Yes, I can hear it put a smile
on my
face.
You know why that
is? I could ascertain. I don't know if I
well, try ascertaining. That's what I asked you. I said, "Do you know why that is?"
I'm pretty sure I could gander. Yes.
All right. Now you gander away. You have to walk like a duck to do that.
All right. So we've established one subject of the freestyle rap. I guess over the course of the program, we will compile some more. Anybody in the chat who wants to throw in some sort of subject matter that the freestyle rapping Jew can... What'd you say, Kishu? Kishu, did you have something? Never mind.
She's got to find her mute button again.
Sorry, yeah, my mute button. Ridiculous.
Don't say happy endings. We already have happy endings.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that, you know.
Does that bother you in any way?
No, it's funny.
What's funny about it?
It's just really funny.
What's funny about it?
Because,
it amuses you?
Yeah, it amuses me definitely because the Jew is like, you know, three times and one day he's like, what, in his 50s? It's just like, I told
him. Three times in one day. It was three times in a 2-hour span. Happy middle and happy ending. Listen, I used to go to get a massage from this woman in Thailand, and honest to God, her thing in this world was to see how many times she could get you to come. And you could just come, and she'd still go try. I mean, it'd be like 5 minutes,
seriously,
and she'd go right at it.
I will challenge you. Come to Arizona and prove it.
Really?
I'm 23 years old. I mean, you would be like, that would be like
describe
the chance
yourself,
of a lifetime.
Describe yourself to me.
Describe myself
She's,
to you. There's a picture on my
Jew,
profile. Go look at it.
Jew, it's pretty easy to dox her. I don't know. I can't believe you haven't already done it.
No, I haven't.
She's pretty open about it. She's kind of out there.
Well, describe yourself.
Yeah, I have a video where I look god awful, but
speaking of couch surfing, she's notorious for surfing couches too. She's got a video out there where she's.
All right,
like,
I'm going to your profile.
Okay.
I had sit on a couch.
I hadn't tried going that. All right, let me see. Okay, you're not a black girl. You're a blonde woman. 23 years old, huh?
And I wish I was a black girl. I have black hair.
See.
at the moment, and I have black hair in that video.
I don't see a video. I just see one picture, and it's really small.
Yeah, okay, here, I'll post a link to my YouTube.
Right. And what is it that, what is it that you would like to be proven? I'm just curious.
That you know, you can that you can come 3 times in 2 hours.
Well, not only that, but I could get you to come at least 5 times in an hour. How's that?
All right, moving on.
Now, this is a challenge, too.
8267667 is the number. I'm sorry, Jew, the pedo hour was earlier today. School's out, bro. Moving on. We're here with my good friend, the Slacker Prophet. He and I go way back. I met him, I believe, in New York City. On the streets of Soho, and I think almost all of my encounters with the Slacker Prophet are in some way, shape, or form documented on the internet, on YouTube. It seems like every time we've hung out, it's been documented. This time it will be documented on BTR, but I will put in some, if you just go to YouTube and search for Slacker Prophet or the coolest hipster ever, you'll find him. And there's a new one out, and he wants to talk about it now. Tell us about Supersonic.
It's called Supersonic Love Boom. My friend Justin Wilson made it when I was in Dallas. Most of it's shot in Dallas, a little shot in Austin. And it's an 11-minute documentary, and it's really well done, and just kind of gives a glimpse a day in just me walking around Dallas and just things kind of unfolding. And it's shot really well, and there's really great sound. So it's called Supersonic Love Boom. You can watch it on YouTube or Vimeo, so whatever you prefer. Yeah,
what the hell did he just say?
Oh, you don't care. What was that, Keisha?
I saw Supersonic was a hamburger. Am I wrong?
Whatever you want it to be, Jew. Keisha, I'm sorry. He cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was on mute, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. Maybe that was me wishing that you would say something instead of him.
Oh.
My bad. We got the Mexican on the line. His hand's not up, but fuck him. I'm bringing him on. I don't care if he's busy fucking cleaning the shitter.
Where's Carl,
hey, Goofy,
tonight?
Goofy, what's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing. I'm just coming back from a late night quickie.
Oh, that's what's up. Cool, man. Hey, you know, I have this 7-foot-inch freestyle rapping Jew on with me tonight, and we're collecting... We're collecting. He does freestyle raps off the top of the dome, but
you're collecting topics.
Collecting topics, exactly. Thank you. What's your topic
to
submit?
Capitalizing.
Capitalizing.
Does he know about capitalizing?
Or how about just capitalism in general?
Okay, there you go.
Capitalizing? All right.
No,
he says, he liked your first, your initial thing. Capitalizing. I can't even write it, but he heard it. Happy endings, capitalizing. Keisha, what was your topic you wanted to submit?
I vote for Red Wings.
Red Wings.
There you go. There's a topic.
You know,
that's a topic.
You got a great chat going on here.
That's good. That's good. Anybody in the chat want to submit the topic for the freestyle rapping Jew? Oh, really? He usually keeps it to 3? All right, well, we got 3 already. Let's see if anybody in the chat wants to contribute. If not, we already have 3, so we're good. If we get a bonus, it's great. If not, it's all good. Keisha, do you mean the Red Wings hockey team or just things that are red wings that are red?
The Red Wings hockey team.
Whatever you want to make it, baby buns. Whatever you want to make it.
Oh, I'll make it. I'll make it everything.
Oh,
so,
that's so hard.
Yeah, no, the Red Wings. Yeah, sure, the Red Wings hockey team. Yeah. All right, I guess that's it. Okay, you ready to do this? Okay, here he is. He's the freestyle rapping Jew is now going to do a freestyle rap for you. Oh, wait.
Before you do that, Vince, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does he have any albums out?
No. Dude, he's a couch surfer. What the fuck? He doesn't even have a goddamn website.
I mean, shit, you're a rapper. You must have an album. Fuck.
He did run a campaign for president, which I supported. I don't know if you heard that part. But, hey, Jew, what did you have you wanted to... So you already said happy endings. What else do you want?
No, actually, I want to ask Goofy something.
Oh, man. Okay.
I wanted to just have a little chat with Goofy.
What's the question for tonight, Jew?
All right. Hey, Goofy, did you hear about my exploits last night? I had a fantastic 2-hour oil massage with several happy endings.
Which, however, happy endings happen to be a topic that the 6'7" freestyle rapping Jew is now going to perform. If you're joining us, my guest tonight is he's the Slacker Prophet. He's a 6'7" freestyle rapping, couch surfing, healing Jew. And he's gonna rap for you right now, based off of three topics submitted tonight by the listeners. The topics are happy endings, capitalizing, and red wings. Here we go.
Now I used to do this all the time, but honestly I don't think I've done it in a few years. So give me a second here.
www.weedmaps.com.
Here we go.
Capitalizing in a society that is constantly baptizing us with the next dollar from our pocket for a happy ending. Now we're pretending that this whole world is bending the way that we want it to bend, and it never seems to come to an end. And I want to make amends, but I want to knock the puck in the goal so I can say goal, but this ain't soccer. This is back to the game of ice, and it's oh so nice, back to the days when they used to rhyme slow and I used to rhyme quick. So this is the way I allow myself to tick around the clock so I don't just get caught up in the same things that they say, because I need to bring it to a different level, a different day, because it's all about the way we allow ourselves to move to the Midwest as I go on a quest, as I take it to Detroit. But I ain't D12 and I ain't Eminem. I'm just my own man. Just a 6'7" Jew coming through for you, because I have to come through, because they're always capitalizing as they're constantly trying to arrive to the same thing that brings the same thing, and they keep saying it over and over again until it plays in your head, until you just wish the record would go dead. So I have to find a way to find these wings to set me free as I fly, but they burn in the sun like Mercury or Venus. So I'm coming from a different planet, back to the days when Pluto was a planet, but now it's like a monsoon and it's coming, and there's all these different waves and all these different craves, and all I want to do is to be the one to have the final say, the final word, just in case, so I can fly like a bird, but not just any bird, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, as I'm like Cassius Clay, because I'm here to bash away all the things that we need to forget. So I'm here to allow myself not to sweat, because the meditation leads to the elevation, which could lead to some sort of levitation. So we take it to a whole nother level, the next plateau. So we're not looking around, riding around with drunk clowns on greyhounds. So I find myself here in the moment of now, just here to follow the Tao. Thank you.
347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back with your calls after this.
Sit here and come to pass. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay, back with you. Shouts to my guest tonight, Slacker Prophet. Thanks for coming out. He had to take off. He's done. But that was awesome. He hung out with me in the studio here tonight, and that was my first ever in studio guest, and it was a pleasure to have him be the first one. Unfortunately, I started off bad because I had a second mic set up running into my M audio box, and it wasn't doing crap. I was monitoring it off the box, no problem. But for some reason, it wasn't showing up on VTR. So, need to troubleshoot that. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody. The Chit Chatters are here. I want to say hi to Agitator, Angel, Frank Gabaldo, Goofy Bone, H2O Willie, Kishu, Matilda Blankets, Peter Gibbons, Fanarab, and all hail the great states, the great Satan. The coming Frank Gabaldo in the chat room says, Debbie will not survive the coming storm of troll monsoons. Oh, is there there's a troll monsoon a brewing, is there? I can't wait to see this. I've seen some pretty crazy troll tsunamis, if you will. I had one on my show a couple of weeks ago, which I'm sure a lot of you are a part of. If you weren't, then check out the archive. It's Mega Show. It's my featured show. I had more trolls in that show I've ever seen in any show I've been at on BTR. Like it was like a ghost chat room times 50. It was insane. Troll explosion, yes. Whatever, it is what it is. I'm here with the One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew, what did you think of that freestyle rap?
It got on my nerves.
Yeah, like most things do, so that's no big surprise.
Happy ending didn't bother me. I was pretty happy with that.
Hey, Kishu, are you still there? No, she's not. She left. All right. So it's just me and the Jew. We got.
I ran them all off.
Yeah, unfortunately, he did.
What happened to Goofy?
Goofy bailed. He went to go bone somebody else, I think.
Oh, what a pussy.
Yeah.
So now you're left with no shtick, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to have some shtick here
shtickless,
in a second.
Right?
You're right. Technically, I'm shtickless right now. But that was cool, man. That was more than I was expecting from Slacker Prophet. You guys got a little taste of what he's all about. I've known that guy for over 5 years now. I met him in New York City. He's about what you heard. He's about meditation. He's about breathing. He helped me a lot. At a couple of different stages in my life, there was one point in my life where I was going through some serious anxiety and depression, and I ran into him at sort of the right time, and he taught me how to meditate and concentrate on my breathing, and he really got to me at a point where I really was vulnerable and needed some help. And his advice was great. It wasn't go out and take some Zoloft, go out and take some Xanax or whatever. it was like control your breathing, concentrate on your breathing, relax, put yourself in a, you know, a neutral state, or at the very least a positive state. He's a good guy. He means well, and I'm glad Kishu got to grill him. And I think Kishu might have a little crush on him. I'm not.
No, I think she's got a crush on me. 3 times in 2 hours.
No,
apparently,
come on,
that's got her.
Don't
let me ask
yourself.
You. Yeah, let me ask
don't
you.
Don't flatter yourself, bro.
You've seen my toe.
You're a creeper. You and I are creepers to her. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
She's a little bit young for me, only by a couple of years, though.
Uh-huh. All right. Hey, let's take a call, shall we? 111, you're on the air. What's up?
I think that's me, Vince.
Oh, Kishu.
Calling back.
So, Kishu, for the record.
You know,
for the
you're
record.
Not a creeper to me at all. I totally have a huge crush on Vince, and I'll say that, you know, proudly on air.
Wow.
And the Jew, you're a little bit of a creeper. Just, you know,
really? What is
me,
a creeper?
You know?
Explain that to me.
No, there's a fine line between... There's a fine line between being, like, somebody that you have a crush on and being a creeper.
Well, what is a
and
creeper?
I never heard you that. Seem to have crossed it, and I'm somehow safe. In
my 4-year-old.
Hey, I will be right back, okay? Sorry.
All right, we'll be here waiting.
But let's just wait.
Okay.
We'll sing a little song while we're waiting.
No, not even that. I'm just gonna read my emails while she's gone.
All right, can I make innocuous sounds?
Please do. I was hoping you would say that.
The creeper, if you ask my 4-year-old, he turned 4 the other day, he'll tell
uh-huh.
you that's a character in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you got to teach these kids young.
Is that what she meant when she said the creeper?
No, not creeper weed. Not creepers like the shoes you wear.
No, I said he's
that would
Scooby-Doo.
Make you actually kind of cool. If you were wearing creepers, that would be.
Don't you remember Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, of course I remember Scooby-Doo. What about him?
You don't remember the creeper?
One of the villains.
That's a whole episode. How could you forget that?
I don't remember. I don't remember the creeper. Sorry.
Who's Peter Gibbons? What is that?
Peter Gibbons is the guitarist for ZZ Top.
Is this another Script Kiddy?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, he plays for ZZ Top. Script Kiddy might have opened for them. I think I might have seen them open for them.
The one in your chat room. Is this another one of your Script Kiddies?
What?
One in your chat room.
I don't have Script Kiddies, dude. I have a fan club, and that's it. And it's relegated to Carlito from Mexico and Matilda Blankets. That's it.
Matilda Blankets is my
I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
But I'm still a creeper, apparently, right?
Huh?
A little bit. I mean, sometimes it's just, sometimes I like it, but then sometimes you just drive me nuts.
Really? Wow.
And,
it's a love-hate relationship. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry for all the beeps. I'm getting in my car.
Oh, my.
Going for a little drive.
Oh, where are we going? Where are you taking us to? You're taking us with us, I hope you know.
Well, yeah.
Sonic
Burger. I'm going to get some cigarettes at the corner store, and then I'm not sure what I want to eat yet. I haven't decided. So.
Cigarettes for you?
Yes, I'm a huge smoker.
Oh, that's horrible.
Wow. I've been smoking since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Really bad.
Didn't anybody tell you it's bad for you?
I tried to quit a few times, and I don't know why. It's just like
I could get you to quit.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I could get you, but...
I mean, if you could make me come 5 times in an hour, I would probably quit smoking.
All right, look, I'm going to tell you a secret that you don't even know. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Okay. Have you seen the movie When Harry Met Sally?
No.
You never saw that? It's a great movie. All right. Well, there's a whole scene in there where she berates Harry because Harry thinks he's God's gift to women, and she tells Harry that women can fake an orgasm any time.
That's true.
And then she proceeds to, no, actually, it's not true. And then she proceeds to pretend to have an orgasm in the middle of a deli. Now, it's not true. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little bit of a secret. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. You ready? Women cannot fake an orgasm if you know what to look for. Now, I assume you're a heavy masturbator, right?
Yes, I am. Obviously, I'm a very sexual person. I'll be very open about that because
all right,
I mean,
good. Here we go. You ready?
Chat logs and
I'm
going to
tell you something about your vagina that you don't even know.
I'm sure I already know.
No, I don't know if you thought
but
of it.
Go
all
ahead.
Right. Honestly, tell me if you knew this, okay?
Okay.
When a woman
there's
is
a
about
reset button. You can reset it and become a virgin again. You didn't know that?
When a woman is about to have an orgasm.
I had something like that happen, to be honest. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
All right. Let's not go down that road. It's really depressing. When a woman is about to have an orgasm, the clitoris will start to hide. So, and that's why women can't fake it. But most men don't know that. In fact, I don't know anybody that knows that. Very few. Did you know that?
I did know that. So that's what I'm talking about. If you know,
I know.
I'm sorry. What's
also,
going on here?
So you can't fake it.
but you can because you know there's certain muscles that you can do little tricks with.
Yeah, that's a real giveaway.
That can definitely fake it if I need to. And the only time I've ever had to fake it is if I was just like, it was so awful that I just had to quit, you know?
Well, I got news for you. So. Women
faking it is no big deal. Guys fake. I fake it all the time. I faked it before.
Yeah, sure. All right. But I'm going to give you props. I'm going to give you props, Keisha, for knowing that.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Because I don't think even most women know that.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't think most women know that.
Let me
the
ask
only
you
reason
now,
I know
are you,
is
are
read
you
so
impressed
many
at all with that
books.
Little bit of knowledge?
Yeah, I am. I am definitely a little impressed because most men don't know, shit about women.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you something else. Most men don't know.
So
you ready? Most men don't even know where the clitoris is. And if you want to have some real fun, the next man you're with, go ask him if he can find it.
Night.
All right, I'm sorry about that, Keisha.
It doesn't bother me at all. But
it's okay. Let's forget about him. It's just me and you now.
Oh,
I'm going to dim the lights here and try to set the mood and get you back on track here. And you don't need to be harassed by him when you can be
seduced. I really liked your guest tonight. He had a very soothing voice. It wasn't that I was I definitely was crushing, I think, a little bit, but he had a very soothing voice that, he was all talking about meditation and relaxing, and it totally relaxed me just talking to him. Like, I could have gone on all night just BSing with him. So
I know, and I was kind of glad that you guys were, because when he got here, literally right when the show started, and so it was chaos, and I was trying to set shit up, and I was trying to set up this other microphone, which ended up not working. And thank you for pointing it out that you couldn't hear him, because I had
no
way of knowing until you said that. I had to, I didn't even know. So then I checked it, and I could hear on the phone what you were hearing. So then I just handed him the mic and back and forth, and that worked out fine. But yeah, it was so hectic. And then even after we got settled in, I didn't feel settled in until after. I just let you and him go at it for a little while. So that was cool. I appreciate you hanging with them. That was very nice. Very nice. All right. So we're getting some love in the chit chat room, and we're getting dangerously close to a roll call. We will do that in a second. The Jew is here with me, along with my good friend Keishu. And I'm going to conduct a roll call here in just a second. Let me see. Oh man, still fighting this cold. I got to blow my nose here. Hey Jew, have you seen any good movies?
As a matter of fact, I have. I saw a really good porn flick last night.
What's it called?
Really good porn flick. I don't think it had a title. It was sort of a little bit
it?
Odd.
Was it? I mean, was it really a movie or was it just a scene?
Well,
there
were a couple of women. There was a donkey, but they were just riding it naked, so really no
okay.
sense.
No, I asked
donkey.
If you are. If, no, I didn't ask where you went on vacation. I was talking about if you movies. You seen any movies?
No, the last one I saw was that cooking movie.
IT.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means 347-826-7667 is the number to join me and Kishu and the One Angry Jew. We got 15 minutes to go, plenty of time to service each and every one of you on air, but you have to dial in, all right? And what I'm going to do now is conduct a little thing we like to call roll call, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's time to acknowledge all of our chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. Starting at the top, Agitator, Angel, Carlito from Mexico, Frank Gavaldo, H2O Willie, Kishu Zikova, Matilda Blankets, Peter Gibbons, Fanarab, the Great Satan, and a myriad of guest listeners. Your service is valued and welcomed here every night. I notice a lot of you show up late. You know, the show starts at 9 p.m., by the way. Since I have you all in line right now, and you're taking marching orders from me, remember to join me at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's when I start the show. Now, I know you like to show up at, you know, with a half hour left to go. That's fine, but that's not the beginning of the show. Okay. Late risers? Okay, that's later than me. Dude, I'm a late riser, and I okay, whatever. It is what it is. You're here. Better late than never. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I know that you guys are losers and have no jobs and, you know, sleep all day, and you're just waking up around this time. That's fine. I'm here to serve you. That's nor here nor there. Just glad that you're here now, servicing me, servicing you, servicing everybody here on Blog Talk Radio and beyond. Thank you for tuning into the archives as well, if you're tuning into the podcast. We'll take some calls here if you call in, though. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's do this, bitches. Kishu, get sexy for the boys so they'll call in or something.
Well, I can't get too sexy in my car, but you guys should call in anyway. I'll talk dirty to you if you call in. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I miss Carl tonight, you know? Like, I like talking to him about his lollipop.
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't show up tonight.
I know.
It's kind of weird. He must have knew I had a special guest coming over. He vacated. Too bad.
Bummer. A rumor today that I don't know who Goofy Bone is. I'm, you know, I'm very new to Blog Talk Radio, but that Goofy Bone was doxxed.
I don't know, was he?
What that's all about. But that's the rumor that's going around. So
okay.
I don't know if that was true or not. That's why
that's
I asked in the chat.
That's,
you know, I hope
bad.
He's okay.
You know, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you hear about somebody being doxxed, it's like a friend of a friend of a friend, but not somebody that you actually know, not somebody close to you. It's weird. It's weird when that happens. Oh, man. It's too bad they got to him. They got to him. He was a good one, too. I liked Goofy Bone. Too bad he got doxxed. Oh, well.
I'm surprised, speaking of doxxed, I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything from Miss Debbie Daly's husband tonight.
Yeah, no, things have been pretty quiet. I haven't heard anything. Nope. No, Victor has a call, which is good. We must be on the up and up. You know what? We should count our lucky stars that they aren't calling
right.
us, because that no news is good news.
Don't be so gay.
How was that gay? How was that gay? You mean, now, when you say gay, do you mean stupid?
No. I mean gay.
Elaborate, please, right. Jew.
Yeah, please.
that's good enough. Just don't be gay.
Fair enough. Duly noted.
All right,
thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Okie dokie, Vincent the Bay, Goofy Bone, R.I.P.
Now, is Keisha one of these 4chan, are you one of these 4chan girls?
You know, I don't really, honestly, I don't know a lot about 4chan. I mean, I will say that, I definitely, like, learned about Blog Talk Radio because I was trolling Blog Talk Radio.
Really?
And I've met some other people that, are trolls, and that's what got me into all of this.
Now, are you certified as a troll?
I don't know if you
is.
Could say
she
that,
is.
I guess.
She,
like, okay,
she,
I guess
she checks
I
out. She checks out. Trust me. I've seen her credentials.
I'm really new to, like I said, I'm really new to all of this.
To what? To trolling or to Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, all of it, like everything. What started it was I came in contact with Dick Burns.
Mm.
And started talking to him, and I developed a huge crush on him.
You did?
And,
why?
I don't know why, to be honest with you. And
he's funny. Why not?
You know,
he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. Exactly. That's what it was.
I don't think any of them are funny.
Mainly, like, he
well,
just
you,
made me laugh
anything.
So hard. So pretty much, like, story short, I met him in real life, and he trolled me so hardcore, but it was so hilarious that, like, I just wanted more, and I still want more. I don't know. I love him. He's funny. He's really great.
What did
great.
He troll you in real life? What did he do?
Okay.
Did he run under a bridge?
I was staying in California. Like, I live in Tucson, Arizona, and he lives in Phoenix. And but I was in California for a little while because I travel around a lot. I got an inheritance a few years ago. I have a little bit of money going on, so did a little bit of traveling. So anyways, pretty much I came out to Phoenix to see him, and he gave me his address, but it was actually the wrong address. It was the address to a registered sex offender's house. And it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. I thought it was hilarious too, but luckily, like, the house, there was nobody there. It was a really bad neighborhood, and there was a cop that stopped, and he was like, "You're getting trolled," pretty much, you know. He was like, "Whoever is doing this is fucking with you," you know.
Wait, the cop used the word troll?
No, he didn't, but, I mean, you know, he was just like, "Somebody's fucking with you." So it was really, really hilarious, and, you know, so then, since I was already in Arizona, I went to Tucson, and so now I've been in Tucson for quite a while now, about 3 or 4 months staying with my family.
Hold on
here.
A second. You went to Tucson to meet Dick Burns.
No, I went to Phoenix to meet Dick Burns, but I was staying in California at the time. So I have family in Tucson. I pretty much grew up in Tucson. So I came back home, pretty much, and, you know, since I, you know, that's main, like, the reason that I came back to Arizona, I was like, you know, I want to meet Dick Burns, and I want to go back home. So
did you ever meet Dick Burns?
I'm not going to get into all that. But, yes, so I bribed him, and I bought him an AK-74. I bought him a bunch of stuff for his computer. I just bought
Dick
him,
Burns
you know,
an AK-74?
I
wait
did.
Minute, wait
he wanted it really bad, so I bought him a gun. And
an AK-74.
So yes, that's what they're called. It's not an AK-47. It's an AK-74.
An AK-74.
Isn't that funny? So, anyways, it's a really neat gun. It's really cool. So then I just, like, bribed the hell out of him and bought him a bunch of stuff. And
why did you bribe him?
Because I wanted to meet him in real life. Like, I by this point, I was like, you know, I had gotten trolled with the whole going to the registered sex offender, and I just really wanted to meet him in real life after this. I was like, this guy is really, he's good. He's no, but so I met him in real life.
Wasn't good looking enough. He had a small penis. What was the problem?
Hold on, I'm going somewhere, and there's like a hold on. I just gotta talk to this guy really quick. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hi,
right.
I'm going to my friend's house over here. I don't know what's going on with the.
We got tons of calls. I'm going to go to one
sure,
of these calls right now.
Not this one, but the one next to it.
All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vincent the Bay. here with you, and if you want to join me, you better do it now. And people are doing that, apparently. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Oh, Carl. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hi. How are you? Everything okay downstairs? It's kind of noisy. I'm trying to sleep. Got calisthenics in the morning. Can you bring up the board?
Okay, all right. I'll keep it down. Moving on. 111, you're on the air.
Vince.
Hey, is that Vic?
Listen, Vince, who is that Keishu bitch or something? What's her name? Keishu. Well, listen, I heard about what she was saying about my wife about the Xanax, and I think she owes my wife and myself an apology. I also heard she was talking about Dominator. I don't appreciate this shit.
Who's Dominator?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about
grandson.
There.
My grandson.
I don't know what you're talking about with you. I don't remember that. But I've talked a lot about you and your wife. And quite honestly,
exactly.
I think you guys could eat my asshole and
listen,
enjoy it
you
very much.
Bitch. You better calm down, right? You better calm down. That's all I got to say to you.
You need to calm down, buddy.
No. You ever been slapped with a pair of balls across your face?
All right, that's enough.
Oh,
okay,
plenty
you know
of
what?
Times. And it turns me on so much, Vic. Will you please come and slap your balls right across my face? I promise you I will probably instantly have an orgasm.
Really? You'd like that? I can do that. You don't have to have Vic do it.
But I want Vic to do it now because he wants to do it. So.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Vic. What do you think?
I think she's a fucking harlot. That's what I think she is. Listen,
hey, Vic,
stop talking
that
about
language
my
on my show. Vic, watch your mouth on my show. Do you mind?
Excuse me?
You
talk shit about
phone.
My wife, and then you dare to ask me to watch my mouth?
Yeah,
you got some nerve, Vince.
Yeah.
You
can
got
defend yourself
nerve.
Without dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, listen, do me a favor. Do not show your face at our show. Do not. We'll just ban you.
Am I at your show right now?
No, but you were there yesterday.
Why aren't you at my show then? Why do you keep coming over to my show? You don't even call it your wife's own show. You call my show and you call your wife's show.
I have to monitor our show. As soon as the show ends, I come over here because I have to see what the hell you guys are planning.
What we're planning? Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. All right.
It's
this whole conspiracy.
Toxic. I mean, grow up about it, you know? Like, this is a fucking internet. Relax.
Yeah, we got too much to deal with here to put up with that garbage. Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. I think we have Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, what's up, dude?
I just got heard from Deb Daly right now. Is Vic still on the line?
No, you missed him. You just
you know what?
Him,
that's not even Vic. You know what? I've talked to Vic before. That's not even.
Oh, is that really? You think so?
That's serious.
No kidding.
Vic is like a shy little boy when you talk to him. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta like beat the shit out of him to get things out of him, man. That guy has more balls than Vic could ever imagine. You know?
I think it's hilarious.
But
it's really funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Goofy.
Hey, yeah.
Goofy, I want to tell you something.
Who's the fat guy in the back? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, when I had the happy ending, I let her stick her finger in my ass. That's when I came. It was really good.
All right. Sounds great. Too bad I'll never. You know, Jew, if you need extra initiatives to nut, obviously you are not a man.
We got a world-class program here for you kids. If you want to join us, there's a couple of minutes left to jump on in. I guess we'll just keep doing this till we get tired of it, but the live broadcast is going to end in a couple of minutes. So shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Agitator, Angel, Carlito from Mexico, Frank Baldo, H2O Willie, Keishu, Matilda Blankets, Peter Gimmons, Fanarab, the Great Satan. If you guys want to join us, you better hop in now. 347-826-7667. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, Vince, Danny Morris.
Danny Morris, what's going on, dude? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Nothing. Just, did you get those CDs? Because
tell you right now, it's not looking good.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah,
can I ask
up?
A Jew question? Where's the Jew at?
Yeah. He's right here. Go ahead. Ask,
physically,
ask
where's the Jew at, or in La La Land where you are?
Okay, well, how much you pay for your happy end?
That was part of the massage. $55 an hour. Isn't that cool?
And then you don't pay no initiative?
I always pay a tip at the end.
What's your dono? What's your dono? Some black chick told me. You got to give me a dono, baby. I'm
what
like, a dono? It means a donation. You know what I mean?
This was, wait a minute. This was...
All right, you know what? You guys can take your little sidebar chat to I don't know, go hook up in Tiny Chat or Skype or something, each other one-on-one. In other words, get a room is what I'm saying, Jew and Mexican. If you guys want to join us, do it now, 347-826-7667. It's me and Kishu hanging out with the Jew, the Mexican, and whoever this is. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing? Cap Santana.
Hey, who's that?
Cap Santana.
Oh, yeah, Ted Santana. What's going on? I have not got your CDs yet, bro. I do not.
No. I got a CD. I got a CD for Goofy Bone. I want to know what he thinks about it.
Oh, Goofy, did you get a CD, Goofy Bone?
No, but this guy could CD my nuts.
All right, you know what? You can take your CD and shove it up your ass, pull it out your left nostril, and then shove it back down your right nostril and pull it out your left eardrum, okay? Next caller, 111. Oh, wait, you know what? I still have this guy, this other 111 who's been here, and he got cut off because the Mexican and Jew were talking. Let's see if I can bring him back on. Yeah, who is 111? You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, who are you?
It's Danny Moore. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Danny, what's up?
I'll tell you, it's not looking good, Vince. It's not looking good. No?
I thought it was, but it was looking great just a minute ago.
Nah, they're looking at me.
What about that thing? Hey, wait a second, wait a minute. What about that thing? Yeah. What about that thing, though?
I'll tell you, it's not looking good, Vince. It's not looking good.
I can't believe it. You tell me, come on. You got to, all right. Folks, we're about to sign off for the live listeners. Thank you. I love you so much. Keep it here for the OT. And check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I'll check you out sometime soon. In the meantime, we are going to continue here with this cavalcade of mediocrity I call disorderly conduct / Free Ball Friday. And so everybody who's called in now is locked in and ready to go. I'm going to pause here and remind you all to keep your hands to yourselves as we move into the off-air portion of the program. And what's what I'm going to do here? It's Free Ball Friday, so I'm going to play the Free Ball Friday song one more time and remind you all that I'm wearing no underpants. I'm wearing pants. I'm not naked. I'm just wearing
That's
pants
hot.
With no underpants.
So hot.
Yeah. You know, free ball. All right. Here's my song for you, and I'll be back. All right. From the top, free balling. She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping, and she loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy.
boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling.
God, that's bad.
Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling.
That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. Okay, hi. We're back.
That was really a terrible show.
A terrible what show?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
Glad you liked it. Glad you hated it.
Yeah. You know, like fucking Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street?
Pretty much, yeah. All right, so when we got off the air there, some people called in. There's a 111 with your hand up. Who is this and... What's on your mind?
Hi, Vince.
Oh, Carl. Carl made it in the OT. Great.
It's me, Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Carl, I think you're gay.
I am.
Yeah.
Wow, your gaydar is sharp, Joe. Nothing gets
hey,
past.
Hey, Carl. Yeah.
Carl, while you're upstairs, can you bring me some toilet paper downstairs?
No.
Oh, yeah, Goofy's staying with us now.
Hold on a second. Goofy uses toilet paper to wipe his ass, you dirty
in Section
bastard.
8, he doesn't qualify for Section 8 anymore, so he's lived with me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a little bit rich now. So.
I thought we have a bidet downstairs. What's going on?
It's not a bidet. It's a bidet.
What is that Jewish man speaking of?
Exactly. Try to pretend you've been to Europe.
Are you kidding me? That's where I found Carl. I found Carl when I was backpacking in Europe. Are you kidding me?
You like corkscrews?
Hold on. I can't hear Goofy. Carl, shut up.
Hey, you like pork rinds, Jew?
Everybody loves pork rinds.
He looks like a pork rind.
I'm sorry, Carl. Did I ask you for your opinion?
Your fingers look like pork rinds.
You have somebody else on the line, don't you?
Yeah, we have a couple of lines open. There's a bunch of 111s on the line. So, and everybody's mic's hot. So,
yeah.
So just
let them all talk at once.
The switchboard's gonna fritz. I know the switchboard's gonna fritz out at me at some point, and I wanted to make sure nobody was left out. So there are three 111s with their hands up and they're unmuted. Now, one of them's Carl, and I don't know who the other two. There's another 111. You're on the air. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
All right, why is Red Eye on at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, it's usually on at 3 in the morning.
I understand that. That's why I said to you, why is Red Eye on at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, maybe they're getting rid of Glenn Beck, so maybe they're tinkering with moving.
Well, they're not getting rid of him that quick.
Quick enough.
Well,
before his contract
first
runs
of all,
out.
His show today at 5 o'clock was preempted by these assholes in Congress all sitting around going, oh, we're going to shut down the government. What a whiny bunch of fucks. Now, I miss Glenn Beck at 5. I'm tuning in now, and I'm watching Red Eye. Okay, Gutfeld and all the other.
It's an hour early.
Right.
It's probably a rerun of Red Eye, because Red Eye's supposed to come on in an hour.
Well, why aren't they playing the Beck that they didn't play at 5 o'clock?
I would just thank your lucky stars you're watching Red Eye and not fucking Glenn Beck.
I want to watch Glenn Beck.
Yeah, well, Carl, Drew, what do you think about Carl. The show, about them holding hands at the very end?
We talked about.
Wait, what do you think I'm talking about? This fucking shutdown that happened today.
Oh, the shutdown? Did the government shut down?
Yeah, did you? What do you think about them waiting until everybody fucking biting their fingernails, and at the end they're all holding hands like a bunch of Carls?
Let me explain something to you. This government shutdown is all bullshit. They did it during Clinton. Nobody lost any money. Even though they didn't work, they still got paid. It's a bunch of horse shit. It's smoke and mirrors. Something else is going on. While something else is going on, they'll play this game. But they're doing something behind the scenes. You can be sure of that. These cocksucking pieces of shit. I hate them. I loathe them. I wish diseases upon them. I hope they all get cancer. Pieces of shit they are.
Do you think we could all be in concentration camps or whatever the hell is the word you say?
Yes.
In Mexican?
Yes.
No. Do you think so?
Yes.
They have the power to do that to us.
Yes. Well, of course they do. If you don't have to buy Ventura's book, you can go find it online. You can go find that bill online. But meanwhile, there'll be a whole bunch of people who will read it and say, well, it doesn't really mean what it says. These are the kind of assholes that when they're presented with a legal document that says, if you don't do this or you do this, I can do this. And the person who writes the document says, but don't worry, we never do that. We'll never take this. Or we'll never do that. That's just in there because we got to put it in there. Uh-huh.
Yeah. My God.
So, yeah.
Right.
They got,
so my post-show troll army is going over to the granny tranny room. I've commanded them to go over to the granny tranny room.
A bunch of losers. It's good.
What was that girl's name that said that I got doxxed? That means, what does that mean? I'm dead? I'm a dead troll?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're doxxed, dude.
Oh, yeah, I heard a rumor, Goofy Bone, that you got doxxed. It's like the rumor
well,
that's going
get,
around, but I don't know who you are.
Doxed?
I mean,
oh.
You know.
Oh, hi.
I don't know.
I'm a local rapper in the San Jose, California area.
I want this word
yeah,
doxxed
well,
to be.
Well, what I heard was that they got your phone numbers and were calling
mm-hmm.
your house and like harassing you. That's what I had heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Dick Burns crap.
Well, I think they would think I'm more smarter than that. I'm Mexican, so I don't have money. All I can afford is my cell phone. So all I have is a cell phone. So
well, you stole
good
that.
Good luck calling
you?
My house. Huh?
Yeah, no, I don't know exactly who it was, but I heard through, you know, my crew, which is the BWC.
Well, oh, the BWC, yes.
But
you're
I don't know
who
it was what I'm saying. That's just where I heard the rumor.
I'm a proud supporter of the BWC, even though
yeah,
they're
right.
leaving me in touch
That's awesome.
As they try. But, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm new to the BWC, but I am one of the BWC girls,
oh,
I guess. That's what you could say. But I'm very new to it all.
Is Moxie your mommy?
Moxie is the best. I love her. Like, I would totally les out with Moxie.
You would les out with Moxie, really?
I would les out with Moxie. I love her. She's great.
Why don't you do that and put it on Tiny Chat?
You know, I'll have to talk to her about it.
I don't think Moxie
They tried it once. They tried it once. It didn't work.
Oh, no.
I want to
take this time to put out a plug. CapitalistArmy.com.
Hey,
there,
is it a butt plug or what kind of plug is it?
Come on,
yeah.
You get out of my butt.
We all love ghosts,
butt.
Right?
Gotta love the ghosts. And you know what? I'm making a shirt. Hey Vince, can I make a shirt of your show?
A shirt?
You should. I would proudly wear a Vince the Bay shirt. Vince the Bay shirt.
Well, I'll have to charge you because you know you're not close, so you could put out for a free
charge
shirt.
Charge me?
But yeah, why not? I need money. Yes. Can I make a shirt of your show? I guess no comment on that.
Sorry,
spot.
Bro. I was muted. Yes, capitalize on me for sure. Absolutely.
No, because you know that picture of you in the red and black with the microphone?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put that picture on the back. of the landscape, and then in on the front it says Vince in the Bay, and then it'll be at blogtalkradio.com.
I think that there should be nothing on the back, and just on the front it should be his banner with that picture, and then, you know, the Vince in the Bay little banner. I think that would be a great T-shirt right there. I would wear that.
Dude,
shirt
you guys
like
should check
day.
Out Granny Tranny's chat room right now. All of the Vince
I'm
in
not
the Bay.
Home, so.
The Vince in the Bay trolls are all over in the Granny Tranny room, which is.
Is Granny Tranny a real tranny that's a grandma?
No.
Oh.
Granny
oh, God.
Tranny is.
40 feet.
Yeah, tell
Granny
us what
Tranny
Granny
is a chick,
is.
And she has and she's the fall. This is the Flawless Crew. They have their own show. It's Granny Tranny, and I was over there last night because all these guys that were in my chat, like Matilda and Fanarab and Carlito and all these people, they're like, hey Vince, command us, tell us where we must go next. So I looked on who was online and I said, go to Granny Tranny. We went over there and there was nobody over there. It was just us. And so I called in to Granny Tranny and hung out over there. And then they're like, where should we go next? And I was like, oh, let's go to Desert Rose. And we went over to Desert Rose. And and now, so then now they're back into Granny Tranny again. And Granny Tranny is blown up because the ONTD crew is in there. The Oh No They Didn't crew. I guess they had an Oh No They Didn't show. And they are the biggest troll crew on BTR. These are the people that like helped put me over 500 listeners that one night, because like if you go to Granny Tranny right now, it's out of control. It's like bonkers. There's like 300 people in there right now.
Wow.
It's like it makes the ghost show chat room look like peanuts.
You know, I've seen the ghost show chat room fucking skyrocket like 500 at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all go away. It's funny how that happens. Hey, did that one Fanarab?
They're like a flash mob. It's crazy.
Did they ever do that on Friday, Vince? That one time when he said he was going to bring all these people?
No.
All right, listen, Vince. I got to go, but Goofy,
yeah.
Up your ass.
Yeah, suck it easy, Jew.
Anyway.
Bye, Jew. Have fun with your happy endings and your oil massages.
Hey, does she wipe with your yarmulke at the end of your happy ending?
Oh,
she
yeah.
She just turns it over and collects it in there.
So should we call the Granny Tranny show? Should we?
You still got switch?
Hey, my phone might die, but I'm going to try to make it back to the car to plug it in before it does.
Oh,
but
you
I'll
know
be
what?
Right.
If you want... Shit, I was gonna say I could jack you in if you drop off the call, I can jack you, or just listen to Granny Tranny. We're gonna call into her show.
I was talking to my friend. She might have a charger right here, so she's gonna look
right,
for a charger for me.
She's on the air now. All right, I'm gonna try to add Granny Tranny into the show. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Calling in now.
Here we go.
Welcome to BlogTalk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I think no, that ain't next, see that hell. I keep thinking, well, shit.
Are we a bunch of fat men
up in the hell? And I'm bringing y'all to see what you want to talk about. Now, what's happening? Y'all now with Granny Trent. Who this is?
Granny Trent, this is Granny Moon. What's going on, Granny?
Granny Moon, do you feel like this town tonight, babe?
Oh, girl, you know my dentures are in the cup. I already talked to you, girl.
Well,
I just thought I'd give a shout out. A shout out. I want to tell Vince that he's still my man.
Well, you know what? I'm not a granny man. Can I ask you a little some personal issues?
Oh, Patrick, you can ask me anything.
Well, how much is Vince packing, baby?
Oh, I told you yesterday, Vince got a firm, girthy 4 inches, girl.
Well, hell, that, you know that's not enough for granted to suck on hell. I'm a real hand, honey, with that much shit. I can pull all my porn skills and deep throat that and everything.
Well, girl, it's very thick. You'll fill up any asshole. Ooh, girl. Ooh, child.
Well, baby. All right. Well, I'll tell you. What'd you say, Granny Mammy?
Oh, I just want to say that anybody wants to join the Vince Brigade, just holler. You take care, Granny Tranny. Granny Mammy out.
You too, baby. Have a good evening.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I'm bringing on this next caller with a hand up in there. 4-8-0-9 with Granny Trinity. What it is?
Hey, baby. I'm back for more. I had such a good time with you last night, sister. I'm back for seconds. It's Vince in the bag.
I feel so from last night, baby. Hell, you know you did me in last night, caught me off guard. You creep up on me like a, you know, like a what you call them people? What you call a cat burglar in the night?
Yeah, that's well. That it didn't help. It didn't help that I was wearing that mask too. I'm sorry that startled you, but I'm glad you didn't have a heart attack.
Babe, what you wearing tonight?
Oh, well, you know what, Granny? Tonight I'm freeballing. It's Free Ball Friday, so I wasn't wearing any underpants earlier, but now that I'm on with you and I remember what a delightful evening we had last night, I kind of got ahead of myself and I took off my pants, so now I'm pretty much naked. I have my sandals on still.
You made me jump. I hope you got on them Birkenstock sandals, because you know them the ones that really carry me out.
Oh, no, they're Tevas.
Is they Tevas?
Tevas.
I don't know what them Tevas is.
Yeah, I got them at REI.
Well, you know, I want you to put on them suede tan Birkenstocks with Birkenstocks on. With them, you know, you look real sexy with that on.
Oh, anything for you, sister. Anything. I had such a great time last night. That's the first time I've ever worn women's clothing before, too, by the way. And that was quite liberating. Thank you for introducing me to that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I forgot to say, yeah, you ran off with a couple of pair of my granny panties. Hell. I just let you try them on, and you went on and ran out with them and took them home. Hell, what I'm supposed to do on Tuesday and Wednesday? Hell, I'm missing them panties for them days out of the week.
That's so hot. You know what? You just made me extremely moist, and by moist I mean. I got really sweaty all over the place, and as your chat room friends know, I'm an extremely large individual. I weigh over 750 pounds, and I have quite a few jelly rolls, and each individual jelly roll needs to be sort of matted down from time to time. I have a Mexican that does it for me. His name is Goofy Bone, and he's here with me now, and he's doing a great job. Hey, Goofy, you want to take a time out and say hi to Granny Tranny?
Hey, Granny Tranny, how's
your... Is anyone in the background?
just over here being fat like Vince in the Bay, because, you know, that's all we are. We're fat, overweight men, and we're just sitting here being fat. You know right, Vince?
Yeah, just me and my jelly roll.
Eating burritos in your Birkenstocks with your two socks out.
Oh, man. You know, Granny, I'm over here eating a big old burrito with a bottle of Coke because Coke made me 13% on my goddamn money, Granny. You should get into the stock market and listen to Ghost, Granny. That's what you do. Yeah.
Baby chow. Well, I'm
hey, thanks,
into my
hey,
next
thanks appreciate that. Appreciate that, Goofy.
You
can you go back and...
up. I need to get my smoke on now.
Yeah, me too, baby.
What happened?
I think she put us on mute and she's going to a commercial break. So, whatever. I guess we'll just keep doing this shit. Or she, I don't know if she's going to bring us back. I don't know if she's going to bring us back. She's got 37 minutes left. So. Yeah,
guess who stepped in the room? Draped in black diamonds like a fucking monsoon. Back from the dead, but they never found my killer. So I jumped up out the grave like Michael Jackson, the Thriller. Iller than most MCs, because I be killing the most MCs. Turn them to ghosts and see. Yeah, get drum or something. Nicholas Cage with a cage, I'm famous for killing rappers. My style, grenade, cook shit like Ray. The chef, Ray Kwan, the beat is filet mignon without the A1. Who walk like a pit bull? You, bitch, please. I eat your favorite rapper's heart out with a 16. Then hit the switch on something with big D's. Make money with Rough Riders, homie, that's what's cheap.
Can I jump? Can I jump?
All right, dude. Later, homie.
All right, have a good night.
Winning.
All Friday.
Anybody who's tuning into the podcast and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, we are on with Granny Tranny. That's what you're hearing is Granny Tranny music. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? Drop the money, Father. Just to enforce everybody's time. If you're tuning in now, I'm going to end my show and roll over for okay, wow. Okay. Jesus, that was terrible. I apologize. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct Free Ball Friday coming to an end. Thank you so much. Thank you, Granny Tranny, for having me on your show tonight. And check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. Also, I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/VincentTheBay. And Blogspot, it's VincentTheBay.blogspot.com. And that'll do it. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go check out the rest of Granny Tranny's show. If you like that little taste of me on her show, hopefully she will have me back here. Looks like she has another half hour to go. So it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I will talk to you late, Gates. Hello. Goodbye. Switchboard. That switchboard is not cooperating. Fine. Whatever. Late.